Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to talk about the expert menu, the Windows X menu.
Yes, introduced in the Windows 8 timeframe.
Yep.
Available pressing Windows and then the X key.
Sure.
There's a fair few options on this guy.
Yeah, we were just going through them. There's a lot that I forget about.
Yeah, so let's just quickly go through them, explain why you'd use them and what they do. Applications and features, kind of like the old programmer features thing, the old control panel.
Shows you your apps that are installed, lets you uninstall things.
See how much hard drive space is taking up, stuff like that. Mobility center, it's kind of aged over the years. It's still a bit legacy. But one of the particular useful ones it does have is the presentation mode. And so if you're presenting, you turn this on, and then it does things like it blocks phone calls and stops your machine going to sleep and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Very good to avoid those embarrassing stage presence things. Event Viewer is a centralized logging system for Windows. Mm-hmm. It does it at the system level, at the application level, and actually goes into a sub-application level. Mm-hmm. And security events as well. The system menu used to be Windows and then pause key. Very quick way of finding out the machine name, your product key, and if you want to rename it. And then an overall status of your system, and then you can go and look at all these specific things underneath that. The device manager. Device manager is a view into the physical hardware of the system.
The drivers that you've got installed.
Yeah. And so device manager is listed by category, and then the other way you can do it is by connection type, and you can kind of actually track down the hardware. The network connections, also available, similarly when you go to in here. Quick view of your Wi-Fi networking and your LAN networking that's occurring. Things like launching troubleshooters and changing options and launching into things like firewall and sharing and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then also a quick way of getting across to things like your Wi-Fi connections and stuff like that. Also useful to launch that VPN connection that you may have. The disk management, tool you might need to use if you plug in a new hard drive, if you have a new blank hard drive, for example. Maybe you put it into a removable drive or a new drive inside a desktop.
You can partition disks, format disks.
Yeah, this is how you get your C drive, your D drive, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Computer management. This is an old school way of doing things. This is kind of has the same centralized view of those things. It's a nice quick way of getting into the task scheduler, so all of the applications that run transitorily to keep the health of the system. Another way to get the event viewer. And device manager. Of note, it's a great way of getting to the local administrators group and the other groups, and so you can inspect those and modify those. PowerShell, both normal and elevated, so with or without administrative rights. This is has been transformed over the years. It used to be the command prompt, and now is PowerShell. It changed to PowerShell by the default in the Windows Creators Update, so that was the one that came out in 2017 March, mm-hmm. 1703 we call it. If you don't want the PowerShell as the default, you can change it back to the command prompt, and the way you do that is you look at the taskbar settings and then toggle it here. So now if I press Windows X, it'll have the command prompt. Keep on going down. Task Manager. There's a couple of ways to get into Task Manager. You can get to it from the Windows X menu. You can get it from down here. You can press Control Shift Escape. You can get it from the login screen. Settings. This is kind of like the home page of all settings in Windows.
Yep.
And from here, you can search for things. So you can search for networking or whatever it is. This is equivalent of just pressing the Windows key and pressing the cog on the left. It will launch the same thing. File Explorer, or sometimes known as Windows Explorer. The default view is actually the quick access view. under View, you can change the options and toggle between whether you see the quick access ones, which is like the recently used items, or this PC, which is the more, you know, Windows 7 and older centric view where you want to focus on hard drives instead. Mm-hmm. Windows Explorer, Windows E is the most commonly used way of getting to that. Search, it's the way of invoking Cortana.
And you can all use Windows S to get directly to that.
S, yes. And Run. So Run is Windows R for Run. Mm-hmm. Lets you run any program. So like I could run Notepad, for example, and it will run.
And you can also just do those straight from the start, the search menu as
yep.
well.
And then Shutdown. This is this is one of your big mental notes, one of your keystrokes that you know.
Oh yeah. So I always use as my shortcut to reboot a system is Windows X U R.
So the U comes from the
four keystrokes.
The highlight down here, the U there, and then the R here.
Yep.
The other way of doing that, that's very keystrokey, is that way, and then you can click on this icon and do it the same way down here.
Yep.
And then desktop. Desktop is just minimizes everything and just shows you the desktop. Windows M. Is equivalent of that, and Windows Shift M undoes what you've minimized.
And we should also quickly note that Windows X is the keyboard shortcut for this. You can also get the same way with the mouse by right-clicking on the little Windows Start flag there.
Ah, good point. So there you go.
And that is the Windows X menu.